Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Aleph. We left off sort of on the end of Daf Nun Amud Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion, but today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of and in Hakaras HaTov to the Shir, and also in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Aaron ben Shlomo David, Raymond Snitow's yahrzeit is on Thursday, the 23rd of Sivan, by the Snitow, Wallfish, and Feinberg families. Also sponsored by Rabbi Tzvi Sabolovsky Shul Congregation Or HaTorah, in honor of the launch of their 48-hour Building Fund campaign on June 6th and 7th. If you'd like to support Rav Sabolovsky's incredible Arbatzas HaTorah, please visit charity.com/Or HaTorah. The site is live now. Also, on behalf of dailygiving.org, join me and the 6,000 people in 30 countries over the world that have already joined together to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah every day. The achdus of this worthy organization is incredible. Please go to dailygiving.org. Also, by Rafael Greenspan on his father-in-law's yard site, Yaakov Yisrael HaKoyin Ben Herschel Shabbos on his 21st yard site, and the Shabbos Shabbos Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we are holding again toward the end of Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of discussing whether the Par Kohen Gadol is Osa Temura or it's Eina Osa Temura. So one of the sources we brought as a raya is a discussion of the contrast between a Zevach and a Temura, a Brisa that contrasts a Zevach with a Temura. So we were trying to identify which Zevach we're contrasting with Temura. And if it's the Par of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim, then we'd have a raya, because we said a Zevach is Osa Temura. But the Gemara said, nah, maybe Zevach refers to Ayelo, Shel Aaron, and not to the Par. So the Gemara then suggested at the very end yesterday that maybe Temura doesn't refer to the Temura of that Zevach, whichever Zevach we're talking about. Maybe just Shem Temura. We're contrasting a particular Zevach with Temura in general. So the Gemara is going to, the first discussion we're going to have is, why would that be the case? That when we're contrasting two things, a Zevach and a Temura, Zevach is highly specific, it's a particular Zevach, and Temura is just Shem Temura, it's just the general concept of Temura, any carbons, Temura. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between Chagiga and Carbon Pesach, then the Gemara is going, which one is Carbon Tzibur and which one is a Carbon Yachid, and then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Pesach Sheni is Dochetuma. We know that Pesach Rishon is Dochetuma if the Rova of the Tzibur is Temeim, but if it's only certain individuals that are Tamei, then they bring on Pesach Sheni. What if people are still Tamei on Pesach Sheni? Do they bring a Karban Pesach Sheni, or do we say, it's the last chance, so you got to do it? Or do we say, no, it wasn't Dochetuma the first time, it's not going to be Dochetuma on the second opportunity either? Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about whether the Kapara that the other Kohanim get with the Par Kohen Gadol is Ba B'Knufya or B'Kiva. Does that come as a latching on to the Kapara of the Kohen Gadol, or is it part of the Iker Kapara? Then the mission in the middle of the base is going to show us how many curtains were in between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we're going to trace the Kohen Gadol steps as he's walking with the Gechalim and with the Ketores, the route that the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichal. So let's begin. Let's pick up again Hachinami Mistavra. Let's go back to Tachinami Mistavra. It seems like a good starting point. About eight lines from the end of the page. First word on the line, Shel Aaron. So the Gemara just said that when we quoted this brisa that compares the Temura to the Zevach, that there are certain chumras that a Zevach has over a Temura, and certain chumras that a Temura has over a Zevach, the particular Zevach we're talking about is the Isle of Aaron that he would bring on Yom HaKippurim. Says Gemara, Hachinami Mistavra. It's Mistavra like that, that we're talking about the aisle of the Kohen Gadol and not the par of the Kohen Gadol. Diisal kadaitoch deparo tumura depar. Because if we're going to say that it's referring to the par, and it turns out that the Bryce is telling us that tumura of a par Shabbos v'tumah hudlodachia, the tumura, meaning when we're comparing a zevach to a tumura, mistamu, we're comparing a zevach to its tumura. So if it was talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol, we're comparing it to the tumura of the par of the Kohen Gadol. So tumura depar Shabbos v'tumu hu d'lo dachya, and the Braisa would then be telling me that the Temura of the Par is not Docha Shabbos or Tuma, but Habachal Makriv Karva, but you would be able to be Makriv the Temura of a Par on a weekday. Ha Temura Schatasi. What do you mean you could be Makriv? You can't. It's a Temura Schatas. And the halach is tumuris chatas l'misa azla. Tumuris chatas goes to die. It's not brought at all. So it says Gemara, lo li'olam paro. Now I'll even tell you that when the Brice is comparing a zevach to a tumura, it's referring the zevach that it's talking about is the par kohen gadol. It's not the isle of the kohen gadol. But when it says tumura, it doesn't mean the tumura of the par. My tumura, shame tumura. When it says tumura, it just means something. It just means tumura in general, the concept of tumura in general. So we're comparing the specific zevach of the par of the kohen gadol with the concept of tumura that you have all over. So iachi, if that's the case, that the tumura the Brice is not referring to the tumura of the particular zevach that the Brice is speaking of, it's just shame tumura. So then why does Rav Sheshes have to force himself to say that zevach is talking about a particular karban? Zevach nami, can't you say that when it's contrasting zevach to tumura, zevach also means shame zevach, that we're contrasting just in general that which is a zevach, which is a very broad category, with that which is a tumura, which is also a broad category, meaning a zevach just means the original karban that you were makdish, but it could be any karban. And we're saying that there are certain dinim of karbanos that apply only to karbanos that were huktash mitchila, that was the original kedusha, that's more chamur than a karban that's only who received its kedusha only through a tumura, because those karbanos that are huktash mitchila, there's no biyachid and betzibur, and some of them are docha shabbos and tuma, and some of them are also tumura. So says Mar, no, shame zevach lo katani. It's definitely not just talking about zevach as a general category. Mimai, how do I know it's not talking about zevach as a general category and it's referring to a specific zevach? Mi dektani chomer betmura shatmura chala al bal mum kavua veinu yotzu l'chun ligaziz l'avid. Because when it contrasts tumura and zevach, it says, you know what tumura has that zevach doesn't? Tumura is going to be chal even on an animal that has a mum kavua, a mum that's there to stay, and it's not yotzu l'chulin to make it chulin to allow you to do gizava avoda on it. You can only be motzi it l'chulin to eat it, as opposed to a zevach, which the kedusha would never be chal on an animal that has a mum kavua when it comes to a zevach. So v'yisal kadaitach, my zevach, shame zevach. And if you think that the word zevach is just being used in the general sense, it refers to any zevach, well then that statement is not true, that the kedusha won't be chal when it has a mum kavua, because there are some types of zvachim where kedusha would be chal even if it has a mum kavua. Ha'ika b'char, if an animal has kedusha b'char, that's a zevach, and yet the kedusha is going to be chal even though it has a mum kavua. It's kadosh mirechem. You can't just say, okay, so this one won't be the firstborn, the next one will be the firstborn. No, this one is the firstborn. There's no changing that, even if it has a mum kavua. The animal is born, even if you don't like it, that's the firstborn. Umayser, and also Meiser Behema, that's the 10th one that's let out of the pen. When they open up the door just a little bit, they got to count it. So the 10th one is going to be the 10th one. There's no way to change that. The Chalan al Bal Mum Kavua. That's going to be Chalan al Bal Mum Kavua. That's what Rashi points out in Dibra Maschel Bukhar, that the Bukhar is Kodosh Mirechem. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Tam or a Bal Mum. The Kedusha doesn't come because you were Makdishit. The Kedusha comes automatically. And by Meiser Behema, the Torah specifically says, Lo Yevaker Bein Tov L'ra, that you're not allowed to angle it in such a way and arrange it in such a way that the 10th one out, the Meiser Behema, is going to be the nice one. It's going to be one that does not have a mum. You know, you just have to let it happen naturally and see which one gets its, probably the 10th strongest one is going to be the 10th one out. There's no way that you're able to arrange it in however way you want, and therefore, even if it has a mum kavua, it's going to have Kedushas Meiser. And ve'ein yotzin l'chulin ligazis v'le'aved, and they're not yotzin l'chulin entirely to be permitted begizva avoda. A bechor doesn't have pidyon at all. The pasuk says, "Ach bechor shor, bechor kesef, bechoreis lo tifte kodeshem." So there is no pidyon. There's no yotze luchulin to do gizva avoda by these kinds of zvachim. And by meiser also, the pasuk says, "Lo yigael." It's beferish in the Torah. The one of the achronim suggests that the Gemara doesn't bring a raya that we must not be referring to a broad category of zevach, shame zevach, from the fact that the Tana says that it's no. tzibur, whereas a bechar is not noheg bishal tzibur. A bechar is your own personal animal. He says, because it could be that you'll have a bechar that's a carbon tzibur. It's a strange comment. Rabbi Moshe Mi'amran writes that it could be that if you buy an animal with mamuna tzibur, so its firstborn is a bechar that's a carbon tzibur. It's not really a bechar that's a carbon tzibur. It's a bechar that's at least a carbon ashutfin of the entire tzibur. So in a certain sense, it's more of a carbon tzibur. But anyway, so that's what the Gemara is bringing a raya, that when we say the word zevach in this brisa, it's not, it must be referring to a specific zevach and not the general category of zevach, because we would never be able to say about the general category of zevach that there's no kedusha on a balmum. There is such a thing as karbanos that do have kedusha, even when they're balei mum. Within the general category, umayshna. But yeah, but why would the brisa do that? Ela shem zevach lo katani. Clearly, it's not shem zevach umayshna. So why would the brisa do that? Why would the brisa assume that when it contrasts two things, a zevach and a tzmura, but the zevach is referring to a very specific carbon, either the par kohen gadol or the ayil of the kohen gadol, and in comparison to shem tzmura, not to its own tzmura, to just the general concept of tzmura. Says more, because that's what fits tzmura, shem tzmura, achasi. All tmuros of all karbanos have all the same halachos. They're all not shaykh b'karban tzibur. The hakrava is not going to be docha shabbos and tumah. They all do not get to make another tmura. Their kedusha is all going to be chal, even if it's a balmum. And when they're yupod to them, they're also begiz v'avoda. So since they all have the same rule, it's easy to talk about tmura as a group. But zevach, ika b'char, ika meiser. But zevach, different zvachim have different rules. Like we just said, b'char and meiser could be chal even on a balmum kavua. All others cannot be chal on a balmum kavua. So that's why it makes sense for the brisa to talk about a particular zevach in contrast with the entire category of tamura. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Why does Rav Sheshes have to assume that the particular zevach the brisa is talking about is the ayil of Aaron on Yom Kippurim? Maybe it's talking about the carbon pesach. And tumah, and it's even also tmura because it's a carbon yachid. So the Gemara answers, "Kasavar ein shachtin hapesach ala yachid." It must be that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Maseches Pesachim Daf Tzadi Aleph, that an individual cannot shecht his own carbon pesach. Carbon pesach demands a chabura; it needs to be done in a group. It cannot be done by an individual. So since it requires shutfus, it's not going to be able to make a tmura like every other carbon. The carbon shutfum is not, and therefore you can't say that the brisa was talking specifically about a carbon pesach, because carbon pesach demands shutfus. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get such an idea that you're not allowed to shecht the carbon pesach? You're not allowed to just take a small animal. You could eat the whole thing if you have a hearty appetite. You'll eat the whole thing. You won't bring a chagiga with it. You'll just have that carbon pesach and you'll eat the whole thing. Why do you need to have a chabura? So Rabbi Yehuda darshans it from the pasuk lo sucha lizbach es haPesach ba'achad she'arecha. That he darshans that the word ba'achad, we darshan as if it says lo sucha lizboach as a pesach ba'achad, that ki'ilu biyachid, that an individual cannot be zoveach a pesach. Now the other Tanaim disagree. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say no, you're allowed to shecht the pesach by yourself. What the pasuk means that you're not allowed to shecht the pesach on a bamas yachid at a shas isur bamos. When there's not, you're not allowed to bamos. So then it's a, so that's what Rashi points out over here. The Siach Yitzchak explains that really Rav Sheshes holds like we paskin la'alacha that you are allowed to paskin, that you are allowed to shech the Pesach al yachid. Meaning, we're asking, according to Rav Sheshes, why not say that we're talking about a Karban Pesach? He says, oh, because maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Even if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin you are allowed to shech the Karban Pesach on your own, but why would you say that the Brisa is locking itself into Dafka, one Shita, and not the other Shita? Meaning, we'd rather say that the Brisa fits everybody. So as long as, by identifying the Zevach as a Pesach, you're going to be locking the brisa into one sheet of Tanaim versus another, we'd say, you know what, let's just assume the zevach that the brisa is talking about is the ayalo shel Aaron, and that way the brisa is not subject to machlokas. The brisa is assuming like everybody. So it says in Gemara, v'nukmei b'pesach sheni, but maybe it's talking about Pesach sheni. Pesach sheni certainly is babi yachid, according to everybody. So it says in Gemara, because mi dachi tuma, Pesach sheni can't be docha tuma. You can't say that it's talking about Pesach sheni, because we said that the zevach is docha tuma. So Pesach sheni is not docha Tumah. So the Gemara is going to return to that discussion in a moment. So we said that Rabbi Meir says that a Pesach is a Karban Yachid. Rabbi Yaakov says a Karban Chagiga is a Karban Tzibur. We had that on yesterday's Avtav Nunamanav. So the Gemara explains what they mean by that. That the Pesach is a Karban Yachid and the Chagiga is a Karban Tzibur. So Amalei Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yishua L'Rava Vitana, the Tana that we had in the Brisa earlier, that Rabbi Meir says the Pesach is a Karban Yachid, and Rabbi Yaakov says that a Chagiga is a Karban Tzibur. Maishna Pesach Tekari Le Karban Yachid, or Maishna Chagiga Tekari Le Karban Tzibur. Why is it that you label a Pesach as a Karban Yachid? Why is it any different than a Chagiga? They seem to be the same. Karban Pesach yet gets labeled as a Karban Yachid, and Karban Chagiga gets labeled as a Karban Tzibur. They're both an individual, they both have the same rules. Everybody brings one, but everybody brings one, meaning you don't have the whole tzibur bringing one as a whole. Each individual brings one, but everybody does it. So it has certain aspects of tzibur to it, and the fact that everybody's doing it, and has certain aspects of yachid to it, because I bring my own and you bring your own. So it has elements of both. So why would you? They both have the same rules. Why would you call Pesach a carbon yachid and chagiga a carbon tzibur? So imishum dasi b'knufi. If you can say that carbon chagiga is called the carbon tzibur because all of Klal Yisrael gathers together in the Mikdash on the Regalim, and this is so they're all coming together, and that's what makes it a Karban Tzibur. Pesach Nami Yasi B'Knufya. Karban Pesach also comes with all the Klal Yisrael gathering together in the Mikdash on Erev Pesach. So why wouldn't it be called a Karban Tzibur by the same token? Nesiach Yitzchak, he points out that you might say, no, the only reason everyone's coming together is for Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is associated with Chagiga, but it's not associated with the Pesach. It just happens to be that they all have a Chiv, Karban Pesach, while they happen to be there. He says, no, it's not true. There is a din in Karban Pesach that you need large groups all together. Because if you recall in Maseches Pesachim and of Samach Dal, we learned about the three groupings, right? That they brought the Karban Pesach, they opened the Azara three times, and they filled the whole Azara. Only when they filled the whole Azara, then they started going, then they started bringing Karban Pesach. So there is a din of its asmus, of gathering together masses of people in order to, within the dinim of Karban Pesach. So by that token, the Karban Pesach also should have been a Karban Tzibur. So Rava answers to Rav Huna Breder Yeshua that Karban Pesach that we were talking about is Ika Pesach Sheni Deloasi B'Knufya. You're right. Pesach Rishon is a Karban Tzibur. When we said Pesach is a Karban Yachid, that's Pesach Sheni. Because we wanted to give a generic term to Karban Pesach that covers both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And within that generic term of Pesach, there is Pesach Sheni, which is not done bis Asfus Kol Yisrael. It's not done with the entirety of the Jewish people, only Yechidim that were not Makrav Pesach Rishon, a Makrav Pesach Sheni, and therefore it's called the Karban Yachid. So Malay, Im Kain, if you can say the Karban Pesach includes Pesach Sheni as well, Ye Doches HaShabbos HaTumah, so let it be Doches HaShabbos and Tumah as well, because Rav Meir said that the Karban, that Karban, which is a Karban Yachid, is Doches HaShabbos and Doches HaTumah, whereas we said previously that Pesach Sheni is not Doches HaTumah. So Malay, you're right, Rav Meir holds Kaman D'Yamar Dachi. Rav Meir holds like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Pesach Sheni is in fact Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. Detanya, it's a Braisa that tells us Pesach Sheni Docha Shabbos Veino Docha Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Docha Tumah. That Tanya Kama says Pesach Sheni can be done on Shabbos, but it cannot be done b'tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda says it could even be done b'tumah. My time in Tanya Kama. Why does Tanya Kama think Pesach Sheni cannot be done b'tumah? Because Amar Lach Neitumah D'Chisu Seyasa b'tumah. It would be so silly. We didn't do it on the right time because he was tamei. So we waited an extra month because the guy was tamei. And now we're going to let him do it b'tumah? We should have done it a month ago if we're going to let him do it b'tumah. Anyway, so that's the argument. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach, he would respond, we gave it our best shot. Amar Kra, k'chol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oso. Torah says you should do Pesach Sheni with the same rules of Pesach Rishon, and therefore v'afilu b'tumah. We know Pesach Rishon in a certain sense can be brought b'tumah if the majority of the tzibur is tameh. So there must be a way to bring Pesach Sheni b'tumah. So it must be that Pesach Sheni is brought b'tumah. HaTorah ha-chazira alav la'asos. And clearly what the Torah is telling me is try your best, see if you could do a bitahara. If you're tamei at the time of Pesach Rishon, wait another month, see, maybe by then you'll be tahar. If it doesn't work out, then by Pesach Sheni you're still tamei. Okay, so you're out of options. It wasn't a waste to wait a month, because many people will become tahar in the intervening month. Okay, so you didn't get so lucky, you were tamei, but you're still going to bring a Karban Pesach. Now what does the Tanakama do with Chol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oso, right? We said Chol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oso teaches me that it can even be done B'tumah, but Tanna Kamma didn't hold that way. So he also, we learn from the Pasuk that just like Pesach Rishon, those points out that just like Pesach Rishon is not Do Chetumah when only a miut of the Tzibur is Tameh, and you need Rov of the Tzibur to be Tameh, so to Pesach Sheni is not Do Chetumah when only a miut of the Tzibur is Tameh. And Pesach Sheni by definition is always a miut of the Tzibur. So it is Kechol Chukas HaPesach. It's following the same rules as Pesach Rishon. That just like Pesach Rishon, if it's only a miut of the Tzibur that's Tameh, you're not going to do a Betumah, so to Pesach Sheni you're not going to do a Betumah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda will learn from the Pasuk that just like Pesach Rishon, you're never going to be mevatel legamri. If a meal of the tzibur is tamei, so I have rova the tzibur bring it now. And if rova the tzibur is tamei, have all of the tzibur bring it now by Pesach Rishon. So too by Pesach Sheni, we're not going to be mevatel legamri. And therefore, even if the people are tamei, we're still going to be makriv that carbon Pesach. So now the Gemara goes back to the issue whether par yom kippurim is osa tmura or is eina osa tmura. The Gemara is going to return to that issue. Just before we get to that, there is an interesting discussion in Poskim. The Rambam writes in the 8th paragraph of Hilchas Tefillah that Tefillas HaTzibur is Nishma As Tamid. We know that there's a certain power to Tefillas HaTzibur. And he says, even if the people who are davening together are Chotim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Moes B'Tefillasan Shel Rabbim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Tefillas of the Rabbim, and therefore a person has to be Mishtatif himself together with the Tzibur, and not daven B'Yechidus, calls man that he's able to daven B'tzibur. So how do you do tefillas HaTzibur? So one person davens b'kol ram, he says, and everyone else listens. One person davens out loud, the chazan davens out loud, everyone else listens, and you only do that if you have a minion of people who are bar mitzvah, and the shliach tzibur counts among the minion. So the Achron bring a riot from the Rambam that the ikar tefillah b'tzibur is when the shliach tzibur davens b'kol ram and everyone else is quiet, and not when everyone's davening quietly to themselves. Right? That's not the ikar tefillah b'tzibur, it sounds like, according to the Rambam. It's dafka what we call chazaras hashatz, when one person is davening out loud and everyone else. I was just with Rav Shechter on Friday, and he was telling me how upset he was that certain rebbeim sometimes are learning during chazaras hashatz. He says, "Where's the Yerusha Mayim? You're not paying attention to the davening." Like I don't know, some bachrim always find it inspiring that they can't put down a sefer. That's not the time that you can't put down. So he said about one particular rebbe that when they built an Ezra's Nashim in yeshiva, he didn't say which rebbe. He said, but there was a rebbe that used to always learn during chazaras hashatz. And they built an Ezra Snashim on they used to be in the old days, the Snashim was in the back, but they built an Ezra Snashim on the top, on the balcony, so his wife started to come, and she saw her husband was learning it, and she gave it to him, so he stopped, so he started paying attention during Chazar Shatz. That's what you're supposed to do. Chazar Shatz is a tefillah of the Tzibur, so we're all supposed to participate together. So the Pnine Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he quotes a Chubas Ma'at Mayim, that the Rambam doesn't mean to say that tefillah Tzibur Balachash is not a tefillah b'tzibur, meaning when we daven the Silas Monastery, clearly if we're davening together with everybody else, it's still a tefillah b'tzibur. It's just that the ikur tefillah b'tzibur is when the shatz is mispalel and everyone else is quiet and listening. So there is a comment of the Chasam Sofer that's not in any of the primary sefers, in Igro Sofrim Simen Yudalit and Likutei Tshuvas in Simen Dalit, where they collect the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer that they found that says that if a person davens Balachash together with the shliach tzibur, he's mekayim the din of tefillah b'tzibur. The fact that yechidim daven each one beforehand, meaning that we daven our silent shmon esrei, that's not really tefillah b'tzibur. And mekar adin, really, it should just be the shliach tzibur davening and all of us listening. But since it's very hard for us to have kavana that way, so to listen to the whole shmon esrei from the shliach tzibur, so they made a takan, everyone should daven on their own. But mekar adin, really, they should all daven together with the shatz, and the shatz should be mispalled b'kol ram, and everyone should daven together with him b'lachash. Even if we have trouble concentrating, at least then we'd be saying the words along with him. But in order that the shliach tzibur should be able to be familiar enough with the tefillah, we give him an opportunity to practice first. So when we're all davening silently, he davens silently also, so that the tefillah will be sedura b'piv, and then he'll daven b'kol ram, and that'll be a din of tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore he says, if a person now waits till chazaras hashatz and davens mila b'mila, together with the shliach tzibur, that's even better, because that's the ideal, that's the initial tefillah satzibur, is that the shliach tzibur is davening, and then a person says word by word together with him. So Rav Meisha has a tshuva in our 10, Ches Gimel Simon Tes, that says that there's no way the Chassam Sofer ever wrote this, because that's not what Klal Yisrael has ever done. It's not correct. Rav Moshe says it doesn't make any sense that the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Tefillah Slachash when we're all davening our Salam Shemon Esrei. If someone is mispallel together with the Shatz, he's not Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's just a Maila Ketzas more than any other Tefillah B'Yechidus. And he says all this entire tshuva is a mistake. Clearly, there ain't no midivrei hachasam sofer ein lachush lechuvazu. That's pretty strong. I mean, it's one thing to disagree. It's a whole different madrega when you say can't be that he wrote it. The whole thing is a forgery. So Rav Vosner points out in the Shevet Alevi, why is it that tefillah belachash would be considered a tefillah betzibur if everyone's doing their own thing? He says it's our sugya. The carbon chagiga, the Gemara says, is called the carbon tzibur because even though everyone's bringing their own, but they're all doing it together. So even when everyone does their own, but you're all doing it together, that's called betzibur. So that's what the Rav Vosner writes in Shevet Alevi, that this is the source for that idea. Rav Soloveitchik had a much more elaborate understanding of the relationship between Chazaras HaShatz and the Salam Shemon Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik famously distinguished between Tefillah Bitzibur and Tefillas Hatzibur. Tefillah Bitzibur, that's when we all say our Salam Shemon Esrei. Everyone in the context of a Tzibur is davening. Tefillas Hatzibur is one collective tefillah that's offered on behalf of the entire tzibur, and that's the Chazaras HaShatz. Again, that's good reason to take Chazaras HaShatz very seriously, because it's our tefillah as a tzibur. Okay, so now we go back to Rabbi Elazar Safek, whether the par of Yom HaKippurim is Osa Temura. So we said the Safek is whether the other Kohanim are Mischaper with the par Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim as like the Iker Mischaprim, and each of the Kohanim have a chelek in it, and it's considered like a chatas hashutfim, in which case it would not be osa temura. Or no, maybe the par kohen gadol is the kohen gadol's par. It happens to be that the other kohanim latch on to the kapara a little bit, but it's really the kohen gadol's par, in which case it's a chatas yachid, and therefore would be osa temura. So says more of it, typically, why can't we be poshit the suffix from the following? The asher lo amarachmana. Torah says vikra aaron es parachatas asher lo. So mishalo, who maybe? He has to bring the par from his own money. He's not allowed to use communal funds for it, or the other Kohanim's funds for it. So you see, it's his. Titanya, because the Brisa tells us, Asher lo, Mishalo, maybe v'lo, Mishal Tzibur. He's got to use his own money, cannot use communal money for it. Yachalo, Yavi, Mishal Tzibur, Shein Tzibur, Mischaprim Bo. I might think, oh, he can't use communal funds for it that are money that belongs to the entire Tzibur, because the entire Tzibur doesn't get a kapara. Aval Yavi, Shalech of HaKohanim, Shariach of HaKohanim, Mischaprim Bo. But I might have thought, at least let him be able to use Kohanim money for it, because all the Kohanim get a kapara through it. Tamil Omar, that's why the Pasuk tells us that Vikra Kohanim Parachatas Asher Lo, that he's not even allowed to use Kohanim money for it. So Yachal, the Brisa then adds, Yachal Lo Yavi Vim Hevi Kosher. I might think, okay, he's not allowed to use communal funds for it, but if he does, he uses communal funds, it will still be Kosher. Tamil Omar Shuv, that's why it says again, Asher Lo, that's why the Pasuk of Vayter says, Asher Lo, it says, Shachatz parachatos asher lo. So shana kasuv love la akev. This is an example of the Torah saying something another time to tell me that it's not just a din lechachila, but it's actually ma'akev b'di'eved. So the par that he brings, that the Kohen Gadol brings, has to be his lechachila, and it has to be his even b'di'eved. And he's not allowed to use not only not communal funds; he's not even allowed to use funds of the other kohanim. And it would be possible if he does. Now, clearly, what the Gemara seems to be assuming is that the second Asher Lo, we learn that he's not allowed to use Kohanim funds. Right? The first one tells me he's not allowed to use Tzibur funds. Second one, he's not allowed to use Kohanim funds. And the third one is that all of that is Ma'akev. Right? That's Shana Lo because of La'akev. Why not say that the first one is telling me he's not allowed to use Tzibur funds? Second one, that's Ma'akev. And third one, that he's also not allowed to use Kohanim funds, in which case the Kohanim funds will not be Ma'akev. Then it would work if he does it b'di'avid. So Tosfos in Masechah Shavuos and the Yudalid says that there's a rule about the Shana Lavakas of La'akev, that we only say Shana Lavakas of La'akev when we've exhausted all the other drashas to make. Meaning if there are still new rules to derive, then we don't say that the repeat is just to tell me that the old rule is Ma'akev. So first we exhaust all the rules. So one rule is he can't use Tzibur funds. Second time, he can't even use Kohanim funds. And now we're out of Chidushim. So now the third time it appears, we say, okay, now it's going to be Ma'akev. The Ritva says that bringing the par Mishal Tzibur, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's Ma'akev if you bring a Mishal Tzibur, because they're not Meschaper both. So that's Pashut. The Shana of Kasav La'akev is only on the Kohanim, on the Kohanim funds, on using Kohanim funds for it. So, before the Gemara answers, so the Gemara says, "L'temeich." According to that shita, that the kapara of the other kohanim is not kavua in this karban; they just get the kapara agav the kohen gadol. Echav hakohanim ilav the kohen gavehechim mechapaluhu. How do they latch onto a kapara if they have no kinyan in this animal? Where does their kapara come from? Ella, so you have to say that even though the Kohen Gadol pays for it from his own money, shiny because of the Aaron, the money that Aaron has, that the Kohen Gadol has, all of his money, to Afkir Rahman Gabiachov Kohanim, is different than normal people's money. The Torah is mafkir his money and says that it represents the money of all of the Kohanim. Sahach Gabi Tumura, so here also, when it comes to making Tumura, Nami, shiny because of Aaron, Afkir Rahman Gabiachov Kohanim. The money of Aaron is of the Kohen Gadol, is different that he uses to bring the power. The Torah's mafgrib to the other Kohanim that they too get a chelik in it, and their kapara is therefore kavua on this animal. It's not just agav the kapara of the Kohen Gadol, because the Torah takes, even though it's got to be paid from with his money, the Torah makes it ki'ilu, it's all of their money and it belongs to all of the Kohanim, and therefore it's a karban ashutvim, and therefore it's eina osa tamura. So that's how the Gemara is poshet, that it's eina osa tamura, that the karban of the par Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is eina osa tamura. Period. So now we begin a new discussion. So the Mishnah is continuing now in the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, and now he needs to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim, right? He's got his shovel full of gachelas, he's got his ladle full of ketores, so now we're going to trace his steps, how he gets into the Kodesh HaKadashim. So when the Kohen goes into the Heichal with the Kafa ketores and the Machta Shel Gachalim, Hayimahalich beHeichal, he'd go to on the western side of the Heichal, Achimagil bin Shtea Parochas, until he gets in between the two parochas that run from north to south on the across the width of the Heichal, one inside of the other, Amavdils bin HaKodesh bin Kodesh HaKadashim. The parochas is what divides the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ubenein Amma, and there was one Amma in between the two parochas. Rashi understands that between the two parochas was airspace of one amma, and that's not counting the thickness of the parochas itself, which is very mistaver, because the Gemara assumes in Masechta Sukkah and elsewhere that a person's body is one amma wide, so he needs the amma of airspace in order to be able to fit in between the two parochas. Tosos, however, says that one of the two parochas was within that amma. So when it says upenein amma, it means that since the thickness of the parochas is very small. It's not such a thick parochas. The Tana says Beinei and Amma, but it doesn't really mean that in between them is an Amma. It means in between them is an Amma minus the thickness of one of the parochas, which would mean he's probably pushing up against one of the parochas as he's walking. So anyway, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo isa shamel parochas achas pulvad. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there was only one parochas. Shenemar vivdila parochas achem ben kodesh hakadoshim. It's a mefurish in the pasuk that it's HaParochas, it's one Parochas, it's Mavdil between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it says more Shapir, come to Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi has a good point. He's got a Pasuk that there's only one Parochas. So Rabbanan Armilach, the Rabbanan would respond, Hani Mili B'Mishkan. That Pasuk is about the Mishkan, and Ein Achinami. In the Mishkan, there was only one Parochas. Aval B'Migdash, Sheini, but in the second base of Migdash, where there was, they had this space in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kibin Dilo Hava Yamatraxin, since they didn't have a wall that was an Amatraxin, that was an amma thick in the first basement, which was only 30 ammas high. So if you have a 30 amma high wall, it could be one amma thick, and as long as there's a ceiling resting on it, it could have stability. But a 40 amma high wall that's only one amma thick would be totally unstable. So they couldn't make a wall in the second basement, which was taller. Gadol kavra bayis sheni min arishon. It was a taller base hamikdash. So they couldn't make an amma thick wall. So they needed to hang curtains instead. In Mikdash Rishon, there was a kosel, there was a wall for a mechitza between the parochas and the Mishkan. And the Rabbanan weren't sure about the kedusha of the makom hamechitza itself. The place where that one amma mechitza rested, does that have kedusha of the Kodesh Kedashim, or does that have kedusha of the Heichal? So va'avet shtei parochas, and because of that suffix, and nafkamina would be when they're putting up a parochas instead, where would they put the parochas? On the inner surface of where where the wall used to be, or the outer surface of where the wall used to be. If that Amma space had the din of Kodesh HaKadoshim, you'd put the parochas on the outer surface so that the entire space would be inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if it had only a din of the Heichal, you'd put it on the inner surface so the whole thickness of the wall would be together with the Heichal. But they weren't sure. So they made it an independent area by making two curtains in between them. So they made two parochas, and they're one Amma apart from each other. And that's how they did it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva somewhere in Igros Moshe where someone asked him about a split parochas. They actually just asked me about when we build the Aron Kodesh, about doing the same thing, about a split parochas, because there are letters always across a parochas. So when you open a parochas that's split, you're breaking apart the letters and the words, and then you're putting them back together. So they asked him if that's a violation of Kosev Mochik on Shabbos. Okay, so maybe yeah, maybe no, probably not a violation, but Rav Moshe says you shouldn't do it anyway, because it's a Negin Minag Yisrael. Minag Yisrael was always that we had one parochas, not that you have two parochas. You shouldn't have two parochas. So I remember years ago, I asked Rav Shachter about that. He said he doesn't understand how Rav Moshe could say that. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had two parochas, meaning the parochas probably is meant to be representative of the parochas in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's dividing from the Aron, which is, so it's everything in the Beis HaKnesses is patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash they had two parochas, but you see, they didn't want to have two parochas. It was only Machmas Safek that they had two parochas, because they didn't know what to do with that Amma, but still, that's what they had. So anyway, when the Kohen Gadol came through the Heichal to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so there were four possibilities of how to go. Between the northern wall and the Shulchan, between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, between the Menorah and the Kosel Dromi. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that's going to explain which path the Kohen Gadol took. So Tan Rabbanan, meaning along, he could walk through any part of the room, right? And there's the Menorah on his left, on his left, and there's, you know, the Shulchan on his right, and the Mizbeach in between. So does he go in between the Menorah and the Mizbeach? Does he go in between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? Does he go along the side walls? So where does he go? So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells as follows. Bein HaMizbeach, between the Mizbeach HaKtoros, which is in the middle of the Heichal, La Menorah HaYimahalich, which the Menorah, obviously, Menorah is always Bedarim, HaRotza L'Hach K'miyadrim, right? So the Menorah is Bedarim, so he would go in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir or Bein Shulchan LaMizbeach. No, in between the Mizbeach and on the other side, on the right side, to the between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, which was in the Tzafon, the Yesham Bein Shulchan LaKosel. Some say all the way on the right side, in between the Shulchan and the Kosel. So, Man Yeshomrim, who are these Yeshomrim that say it's between the Shulchan and the Kosel? Amar Rav Chista Rabbi Yossi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Pischa B'Tzafon Ka'i. He holds that the entranceway into the Paroches is on the north, so better for him to walk along the northern side of the Heichal, so that he'll get right to the entranceway toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the most direct way. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach Pischa B'Dorim Kai. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, the entranceway to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was all the way on the south, so we wanted him to walk along the south. Rabbi Meir commands here, then Rabbi Meir holds that he goes in the north, but between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, not all the way to the northern side. Who's he holding like? Which of the Tanaim does he hold like? Because Ik Rabbi Yehuda's here, they nail Ki Rabbi Yehuda. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pesach was in the Durham, so let him walk along the south. And Ik Rabbi Yossi's really, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the Pesach was in the north, nail Rabbi Yossi, let him walk all the way along the north. Why is he sort of like, kind of in the middle, but a little bit to the north? Where do you hold the Pesach is? So the Olam Rabbi Yossi's really, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that there was one parochas with the door, with the entranceway in the north, and therefore he didn't go in the south. But Amar Lach, but Amir would say that the reason he goes between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach and not between the Shulchan and the northernmost wall is because aside from the Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, there were 10 other Shulchanos that were placed in two rows of five to the east of the that one of them was to the east of the Shulchan that Moshe made, and another one to the west of the Shulchan that Moshe made, and each of those rows were two amos long and one amos wide. So those shulchanos tzafon v'dorim unachin, they were placed north to south, meaning therefore if you have five of them lined up, it's going to be 10 amos. So the width of the heichal from the north to the south is only 20 amos. So 10 amos is going to cover a lot of space, and so you can't even put part of the shulchan in the dorim of the heichal. It all has to be be in the Tzafon and the Heichal, so they needed to leave with each Shura, five Shulchanos, one after the other, and with each of them touching each other from the Kosel Tzvoni until the middle of the Heichal without any space. So the Shulchanos stood in that way, took up the entire northern half of the Heichal. So Mesapka Le Shulchan, so since the Shulchan, the northern Shulchan in each row was on his way, it was Mafsik V'lo Masayilei, the Kohen Gadol couldn't go there to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he was blocked. He was just blocked by all these Shulchanos, and therefore he had to go Ben HaShulchan LeMizbeach. The Mizbeach was a little bit moved to the Mizrach, more to the Mizrach, a little further out than the Shulchanos. So that way he had the ability to go Ben HaMizbeach to the southernmost Shulchan, and that's the way he was able to go. So yeah, ideally we would have loved if he would have gone all the way in the north, but he wouldn't have been able to make it to go all the way in the north. So that's one possibility, and Beis Hashem will pick up with the Ibai Yisema tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a
good day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.